Curtin and Dobbs learned soon that without Howard, they would have been utterly helpless. Had they been alone, they would not have been able to follow even a trail. They had no idea how to keep the burros at the camp during the night, how to pack them the right way, or how to make them go over the rocky paths across the high mountains, where often the boys themselves could not get hold with their feet. On this trip, the boys had to do without such little conveniences as were always found even in the most primitive oil camps. It took them almost a week to learn how to pitch camp under such difficult conditions as they found here every day. This was no Boy Scouts hike, and campfires were not built according to instructions in printed guides for hunting parties. Here it meant work, and nothing but hard work. Often at night, when they were so tired that they could sleep like blocks, they had to get up and search for the burros that had gone astray. There were many other things to attend to, even more disagreeable and more worrisome and annoying. There were many days and more nights when both of them said that if they had known beforehand what it meant to go prospecting, they would have preferred to stay in town and wait for a job to turn up. Every day, their respect for old Howard grew greater and greater. That old fellow never complained, never whined, never felt too tired to lend here a pull and there a push. He appeared to become younger and more active with every mile that the little train made toward its goal. He climbed steep rocks like a cat and trotted for long, dreary hours across arid stretches without even mentioning a drink of water.
"Never fail to understand the reason why gold is so precious,"
he said occasionally, when the boys were all in.
"Perhaps you know now why 1 ounce of gold costs more than a ton of cast iron. Everything in this world has its true price. Nothing is ever given away."
The trip alone was of minor importance. The main thing was how to find the metal and how to get it after having found it. In this respect, Dobbs and Curtin were still at a greater loss than in knowing how to drive a little bunch of donkeys to a certain place. When still in town, they had thought that prospecting for gold was like picking up stones in a dry riverbed. Their idea was that you cannot make a mistake, that when you see something that glitters, it must be gold. To their amazement, they found almost every day patches of ground that were covered with glittering yellowish powder, and they found the same glittering sand in brooks and creeks. Whenever they saw this sort of sand, they were sure that it must be the right stuff, or at least something that was heavily charged with gold. Howard did not laugh at them. He just said,
"I'll tell you when to pick up. This stuff here wouldn't pay you a dinner for a truckload, unless you can sell it in town right in front of a house under construction."
Gold doesn't call out loud to be picked up. You have to know how to recognize it.
"You have to tickle it,"
Howard would often say.
"You have to tickle it so it comes out laughing. You may walk over it 20 times a day, and you won't see it if you don't know its call."
Old Man Howard knew gold and what it looked like in the raw. He saw it even if there was only a trace of it in the vicinity. He could tell from the landscape if there might be gold around or not. He knew whether it would pay to spend a day or two at a certain place, to dig and to wash and to make tests, so as to be sure that to work the ground would pay enough wages for a living. Whenever he stopped to get his frying pan from the pack and wash a few shovelfuls of dirt in a brook, the boys would know that he had made a discovery. 5 times they found gold, but the amount which could be taken by the primitive means they could afford was not sufficient to pay them for a good day's wages. Once they came upon a site that was very promising, but the water necessary for washing the sand was 6 miles away. So they had to give up the find.
"Now don't you kids think it's child's play to prospect for gold?"
Howard said to his partners, who were about to lose the last flicker of hope.
"Gold means work, and very hard work at that. Just discard everything you've ever read in stories in the magazines. Forget it. It's all lies. Bunk, that's what it is. Don't believe that millions are lying around. There are very few men in the world, or in all history, who have actually made millions by digging for gold. You can't make it single-handed if you want to have the millions, believe me."